Small Migrant Child Drowns in Texas Border River, Swept from Mother's Arms. By Randy Clark on March 6, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas, a 4-year-old Nicaraguan migrant child is believed to have drowned after his 32-year-old mother dropped him as she crossed the Rio Grande. The mother lost the little boy as she crossed the swiftly moving Border River just south of Eagle Pass, Texas, early Saturday morning. Border Patrol agents continue to search for the child with negative results. Breitbart, Texas, reviewed official reports on the incident provided by a source within U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP. The incident began at approximately 5 a.m. on Saturday when the mother surrendered to Texas Army National Guard troops. The woman told the troops she lost hold of her child while crossing the river with a group of migrants and saw the child swept away by the current. Border Patrol agents responded, and with the aid of a CBP helicopter, searched the area to no avail. CBP notified authorities in Mexico of the incident and solicited their support in continuing the search for the child. Mexican officials also met with negative results as of press time. On Friday, the International Boundary and Water Commission, IBWC, reported the water flow in the river has increased significantly over the previous week due to scheduled water releases from the Amistad Reservoir in Del Rio, Texas. The depth and currents of the river can fluctuate significantly due to rains or scheduled water releases. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old Venezuelan migrant child suffered the same fate after being swept away by the river's currents in nearby Del Rio. The lifeless body of that child was ultimately discovered by authorities in Mexico. According to the CBP source, agents are growing frustrated with the increase in deaths they say are caused by migrants crossing the unsafe river who cannot swim. Parents frequently choose to carry their young children across the river with them. In this latest incident, the crossing point was more remote and isolated. We had no one there to help when it mattered most, the source told Breitbart, Texas. The migrant mother is not facing any criminal charges related to the death as of press time. The current border crisis has seen the number of migrant deaths rise drastically over previous years. According to CBP, nearly 600 migrant deaths were recorded in fiscal year 2021 compared to 254 in 2020. The cause of the migrants' deaths includes accidents, drownings, and medical emergencies suffered as the migrants attempt entry across the southwest border nationwide. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.